FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Let's get to Dave Ray. He is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform with an update on this discharge petition. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Last time I talked to you, you were on the southern border.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, always a happening spot down there. You can be sure of that.
Yeah, no kidding. What is Paul Ryan up to here? Is he trying to circumvent this group that wants to force an amnesty vote?
Yes.
Okay.
So what happened last night, and we still don't have the nitty-gritty details, but I can kind of give you the parameters of what we think went down, is that they came, they being the Democratic majority and their Republican allies, kind of this small group of Republicans that was going to sign on to the discharge petition and then force their entire party to walk the plank on immigration right before a midterm election.
Yeah.
Which, you know, yeah, just screams disaster, of course, because it was just going to be one big amnesty fest. But it looks like they came about two signatures short of getting the discharge petition. So Paul Ryan, you know, according to news reports and what we're hearing from our people on the Hill, is that moderate Republicans and conservative Republicans have agreed on two different bills to bring to the floor. Ryan has said he will bring them to the floor next week. They will have some sort of DACA component, whether that's going to be a, you know, permanent legalization or kind of a, you know, green card every 2 years or what have you, you know, all the details. The devil certainly are in the details. We're a little leery about this because we're afraid that it's going to be, you know, heavy on DACA and light on enforcement, when in fact President Trump promised the exact opposite, heavy on enforcement and nothing to do with an amnesty. But I think in the next couple of days we'll see the details of that and exactly what that's going to be. Now, with all this said, and this has been, you know, a lot of political horse trading here in Washington, it doesn't look like anything really has much of a chance in the Senate. You know, they need 60 votes. The Democrats are not moving on immigration. They don't want anything to do with enforcement. The Senate's already taken 4 votes on immigration. Really, none of them passed. And President Trump's not going to sign something that doesn't have money for the wall and other parts of his enforcement portfolio, like E-Verify, crackdown on sanctuary cities. And we all know how Democrats are feeling about sanctuary cities these days, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah. I don't know that we made any ground yesterday, but we certainly aren't looking at this disastrous amnesty fest discharge petition, at least not right now. It's on the shelf, but that does not mean it's dead. You know, in Washington terms, if it's on the shelf, it can always be grabbed and brought out again.
So, oh, yeah. Well,
who
I mean,
knows? It might be another update next week.
No chance in the Senate, really, probably because of the Democrats, which is kind of weird. But you've always got the Trump card, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Democrats right now in the Senate, they won't talk about anything except amnesty. So it's 100% amnesty, 0% enforcement. What's interesting about that politically, real quick, is that, you know, Obama campaigned for 8 years on amnesty for Democrats, or on amnesty for illegal aliens. And actually, in the first 2 years of his election, he had a supermajority in the Senate. He had 60 Democratic senators, and he had a majority in the House. At that point, if Democrats were so supportive of an amnesty, they could have run one through without anybody stopping them in about 10 minutes and had it signed into law, and this whole thing would be behind us. They didn't even bring it up. So when they had all the cards, they had all the political power, they controlled all of Congress and the executive branch, they didn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. So you have to ask yourself, is this more of just a political ploy for them to parade out right before midterms to try to energize their base, or do they really want to get something done on this? I mean, it is, they are toying with people's lives, and so that's kind of the sad aspect.
Yeah, I don't see any question that that's what it is. It can't be anything else. They wanted to fix for DACA. President Trump offered them not only the fix they wanted, but pretty much doubled the amount of people that would be covered by it. The Democrats ran the other direction.
Right, exactly. And, you know, they know that they can't get something for nothing, and that any talk of DACA is going to have such an enormous downside of an influx at the border that you have to put the enforcement aspects in place if you're even going to really have this conversation, because there will be immediate pressure on the border. And so, you know, the whole amnesty never, ever solves illegal immigration. It just incites more and encourages more people to try the same thing. So we have a ways to go on this, and you know, but the president going into the midterms, you know, could be a good time for Republicans, and they might be emboldened after the midterm elections to come back to immigration if their hand is strengthened in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, let's hope so. We're talking to David Ray from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR.org. Is the website
fairus.org?
Fairus.org. Sorry, my screen's just far enough away that they typed the U.S. really small and I missed it.
Yeah.
Fairus.org. And so, a quick question on the sanctuary city issue. I read the other day that it may have been on the East Coast somewhere. Another judge ruled that the DOJ didn't have the right to restrict Homeland Security funds from a sanctuary city. Where do they keep finding these judges, David? I don't understand.
I don't know.
It's a grant.
This was astonishing. I actually did a blog post on this yesterday. So a judge ruled that the federal government did not have the right to target funds, Department of Justice funds for the city of Philadelphia. And the mayor of Philadelphia comes out of the room, and cameras were rolling, and he breaks into a dance and starts doing this Irish jig, singing, "We are a sanctuary city, we are a sanctuary city," and celebrating. And, you know, sanctuary cities are hotbeds of criminal activity. They draw, they're not only beacons for illegal immigration, but there are actually people in the city of Philadelphia who have lost their lives to dangerous MS-13 gang members who are, you know, who live in Philadelphia. It cost the state of Pennsylvania tons of money to support illegal immigration, and he's out there doing the victory dance. You know, whose victory really was it? I mean, I guess it's a political victory for him, but it's certainly not a victory for the safety of his constituents, and it was just absolutely appalling.
Yeah, in my opinion, the politicians that are doing this are putting all of their eggs in the basket that eventually they will control Congress and the White House again, and they're going to grant amnesty, and at that point, all of these people that they claim to be protecting are going to turn into voters. Or maybe it's in California, they're already voting. I don't know.
There is a sense among Democrats. I mean, obviously, when the majority of people coming in this way are, you know, over the southern border are poor, and the Democrats are the people who are offering all the programs, that these will one day become loyal Democrats, and that what they're actually doing is importing their majority, since they've lost the American side of the equation. And a lot of Democrats do look at mass immigration and at throwing roadblocks at any kind of immigration control as a way of bolstering the Democratic ranks. And that might be exactly what we're looking at. Unfortunately, there's some carnage. You know, there's the Kate Steinleys of the world who were gunned down by people who had been released because of sanctuary policies. There are people in the city of Philadelphia who've died because of dangerous MS-13 people on the streets, who, if they were arrested, would be let right back out onto the streets of Philadelphia. You know, there are real victims to this, and nobody should be doing a happy dance about it.
It's just maddening. We know there are politicians right here in the city of St. Louis, which, as I said earlier, is a bit of a liberal vacuum in and of itself, who would love to provide sanctuary status, but fortunately our state lawmakers stepped in and they prevented something like that. So you just have to hope.
States do have the ability in a lot of instances to step in and kind of, you know, crack down on these sanctuary jurisdictions themselves. Although, you know, there are federal laws on the books and why this judge ruled the way he did, when it's crystal clear that the Department of Justice does have the authority in the Immigration Nationality Act to withhold Department of Justice funds to sanctuary cities. I don't think the story's finished yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think eventually it gets to the Supreme Court, so maybe that's a decision for next June with a court that includes whoever replaces Justice Kennedy.
Right. Yeah.
which we're speculating on at this point. Listen, Dave Ray, I'm out of time. I appreciate your time. FairUS.org, yep. At Fair Immigration. And we're looking forward to seeing you in the fall when we travel to D.C. for your Radio Row.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to seeing you face-to-face, my friend, and you have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much. Dave Ray there. We're going to go there in early September. The fair is going to sponsor this the Radio Row. I did it last year. I believe maybe the morning show has traveled there before in the past. But
yeah, it's been a long time ago. But
they
yes,
gather sure. experts from around the country who believe in common sense immigration reform. You know what that is. That's not comprehensive immigration reform. That's common sense immigration reform that talks about strengthening borders and lowering the number of people we're allowing in, doing a better job of vetting the ones that are coming here in terms of why do you want to come? What skill set are you bringing with you? Just common sense things, visa controls, where they can help track who's here and how long they've been here. That's a simple Windows program, for goodness sake. There's so many things they need to do, mm-hmm. but with border security being at the very top of that, and amnesty not having anything to do with it. So Ted Cruz usually shows up at those things. Louis Gohmert is there. I think we talked to Michelle Malkin last year when we were there. Sebastian Gorka mm-hmm. was there. There's a good chance there'll be representatives there from this White House because these are policy reforms they support. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to head out there and to the swamp where put mm-hmm. our hip waders on and go into the swamp in early September. Should be a good time.